Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That you don't want to waste these opportunities. He's been tense in the past. He's aware of it. Good run. Rodriguez busting into the outside. Chased down from behind.
Well, that was a nice run. 48 yards. They ended up scoring a touchdown on that drive. Mariota to Luke McCaffrey. I would have loved to have seen Chris Rodriguez get more than 7 carries in the game. I would have loved to have seen old Bill. He is a runner. Love his style of running. I would have loved to have seen him get more than 7 carries in a game. In a game in which, once again, like last 2 weeks ago Thursday night, your defense wasn't going to be a big help. You needed to be a little bit closer in play count and time of possession count. All right, Mike, game take, as always, kind of the things I liked, didn't like, and a few other observations. Again, I want to emphasize this about yesterday's game, because I hear it from all my friends, I hear it from my boys. Man, we just can't, we're not good enough. We stink. It's never about the other team. Green Bay was clearly the better team on that night. They rushed 4. They dominated the line of scrimmage. They covered, blanketed everybody. There was really no chance offensively on that given night. Yesterday, Atlanta was really good offensively. Drake London, Penix Jr., Bijan Robinson, that O-line, Algier, they were excellent in that game. Kyle Pitts. You know, Pitts has had an up-and-down start to his career. There is no doubt about that. There was a lot of, you know, issues with his work ethic, with his blocking, his willingness to block. But there's no doubt he is a legit talent as a receiver. That team has players. The question is, are they going to be kind of up and down with a young quarterback like most teams are with a young quarterback? But, man, I like Penix. Loved him coming out. I know he looked terrible last week, but that's going to happen with rookies. He was outstanding yesterday. But, yeah, run the football a little bit more. I'll hit that when I hit my list of things that I didn't like. But, again, overall, big picture for me, Atlanta won that game more than Washington lost that game. Doesn't mean I'm going to take the defense off the hook. We're Cliff Kingsbury off the hook. I'm not. All right, what did I like? I liked the big play yesterday. There were several of them. That 48-yard run by Rodriguez set up 7. The 58-yard kickoff return by Luke McCaffrey set up 3. They're in the game at halftime, down 17-10, legitimately because of those two plays. You know, basically, you had 106 yards in 2 plays. You know, in the second half, they overcame a 1st and 30, and I'll tell you how they got there when I get to the list of things that I did not like from yesterday's game. They overcame a 1st and 30 by, you know, getting a chunk of it back on 2nd down, and then on 3rd and 14, Mariota scrambles for 22 yards. Big play. The 24-yard touchdown pass to Debo on 4th and 3. Big play. The 25-yard deep shot to Debo on the final drive that drew a defensive pass interference penalty. Big play. The offense, the return game, made big plays, chunk plays in this game. I like that. The defense didn't do its part. The game was winnable. Number 2 on the list of things that I liked, the rush offense. I'm going to get to Kingsbury when I get to the next list. But how, like, I always feel like criticizing play calling is dangerous. Even Sonny Jurgensen, the great Sonny Jurgensen, used to say to me all the time, if I criticized play calling and he was listening, or if I did it on the pregame show, he would say, you don't know. You just don't know. You don't know how they practiced it. You don't know what they saw on tape. You just don't. There's too much. He goes, I don't question play calling. It's the one thing I steer clear of, Sonny used to say. But still, I'm going to do it anyway here. Rodriguez, 7 carries, 59 yards. Bill, 7 carries, 47 yards. Those two alone, 14 for 106. 7.5 yards per carry. 7.5 yards per carry on 14 carries in total. I mean, do you really need to know a lot more than that? That every single time, I understand Rodriguez had a big chunk run of 48 yards, and that means his other 6 carries were for 11 yards. I do understand that. I do. Bill was 7 for 47. He had a 16-yard run in there. So if you take out the 16-yarder, then you're at 6 for 31, which, by the way, is still over 5 yards per carry. But you can't do that, you know, because sometimes it's pressing, pressing, and then you break one. Although in the Rodriguez case, it was the first time he touched it. I look at 14 for 106, 7.5 yards per carry, and I say, why didn't they get it more? It's not like you were a home run through the air. It's not like you couldn't see that playing cliche complimentary football was going to be important because your defense was not going to get off the field on a regular basis. I thought the O-line did a good job. I thought the backs did a great job. In total, the team went 22 for 147. That's 6.7 yards per carry. That includes Debo's carries, McNichols, Chris Moore's one run, and Mariota's two runs. I think they should have done it more in yesterday's game. I think every game is different, but the context yesterday was you basically got doubled up in the first half on time of possession and on play count. I think running the football would have been the preference. I felt that way against Green Bay, but there were compelling reasons against Green Bay in the second half, or after Bates left early in the game, not to do it. They just didn't feel like they could. I still would have tried it because the other thing wasn't working. Yeah, Cliff can get pass happy and drop back and pass play happy. And look, some of the pass plays are run extensions. I'd like to see Bill get more than 7 touches. And if pass protection's an issue, get over yourself at this point. He's a good runner. He's a great instinctive feel, vision runner. Rodriguez has some of that too, and then is powerful on top of that. I think these two have to be, you know, more than 7 touch, 7 carry a game guys. At this point, I don't even care which one, although my preference would be Kroski Merritt. I think there's something about his running style that is really, like, it's not high level, it's not elite level, but it is far higher than average level. I love his instincts as a runner. I think they found something. Yes, needle in a haystack, 7th round running back, but we've seen it now in regular season games that matter. I'd like to see him get more than 7 carries in a game. He had 8, remember, in the opener against the Giants, right? It was 10. 10 for 82 in that game. I mean, what is old Bill averaging now per carry? It's got to be something insane. I didn't even look at this. He's averaging 5.9 yards per carry, okay? He's got 29 carries in 4 games, 29 for 172 yards, 5.9 yards, 2 touchdowns. I don't know. I think that is worthy of more examination from them. I understand that if he's not picking up certain things pass pro-wise, etc., teach him quickly because he needs to be on the field more. And if Rodriguez has the same issues, teach him, coach him up, get him out onto the field more. Running the football yesterday was definitely something they did very well. Next up on the list of things that I liked, the quarterback Marcus Mariota had a pretty good encore for last week's main event. I mean, he was really good again. You know, I thought he felt pressure more than he did last week. He had more bad plays than he did last week. I don't think he saw the field as consistently as he did last week, but considering what he had out there with him, he was really good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, they were good enough offensively in the game to win the game. It's just the defense couldn't get off the field. He was 16 of 27 for 156 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. I think that interception is likely on him. That safety is there. I don't think he looks him off. I don't think that's the throw you make. He had a ball or two dropped in the game, too. Let's point that out, like last week. He took two sacks, but probably escaped another two. The touchdown pass to McCaffrey, I love that throw where he looks off in a different direction, comes back to McCaffrey. He had a couple of really smart plays, checkdowns to get into better field goal range on their second drive. Had an excellent throw at the end of the first half to Ertz under pressure. Had a great throw to Lane that got called back. I think it was Sinnott holding. Third and 14 scramble, for 22 yards. Fourth and 3 touchdown pass to Debo. He did have another intentional grounding. There was another near pick, the kid from Virginia Tech, 0 for Atlanta. He's good. They got some good players on that team. But overall, I thought he played really well again. I thought it was, a B+, A-. I mean, maybe it's a B+ because of the interception, and you're approaching, scoring territory. Maybe the intentional grounding. Worst case, B+. Somewhere between A- and B+. I'll stick with the B+, but man, he was close to another A performance yesterday for sure. Also on the list of things that I liked from this game, Debo Samuel. I mean, Debo is really, really valuable to this team, especially with the injuries on offense. Debo, 6 catches, 72 yards. He ran the ball a few times. He was not back on kickoffs yesterday. I think they realized that without Terry, without Noah Brown, he was going to be worked yesterday on offense. And if they had the ball more, he would have had more targets and more catches and more touches. But they put Lane back there, Jalen Lane back there with McCaffrey on kickoffs. Six catches, 72 yards. He did fumble, that one and recovered it himself. He is on pace right now to catch 93 passes on the season. 93 balls, which would be, I think for him, I got to look this up, but has Debo ever caught more than 100 balls in a season? No, not even close. Not even close. He's been just more of a weapon, pass receptions, carries, short yardage stuff. His best season was 77 catches in 2021. He's on pace for 93.5 catches this season. He is super valuable to this team right now, especially with the injuries. Another good game for Debo. I put Luke McCaffrey on the list of things that I liked. How can't you? 58-yard kickoff return, 2 catches, his second touchdown of his career. I'm not sure how the advanced guys will grade him out, but he did have an OPI in the game. I think he missed a block that I recognized. But I don't know. McCaffrey just seems to be a guy that can get open and can make plays with the ball in his hands. I love him as a kickoff returner. We talked about that last week. Had him on the show after the game last week. He is a dangerous kickoff return guy, as is Debo. They've got return guys that can really impact games. His 58-yarder in a 17-7 game was huge. The kickers on the list this week of good. Matt Gay, 4-for-4, including a 52-yarder. He did sail the opening kickoff into the end zone for a touchback. You don't really want those. I know Quinn doesn't want them. I know Larry Izzo, the special teams coach, wants that ball somewhere in the landing zone. Because they feel like they can cover kicks well enough and at a high enough level that teams aren't going to start on average before the 35-yard line, and they're right. But a good day for the kicker. No kicker worries this week. How about a takeaway? First of the year, Sanra still caught the interception that was thrown right to him. That was really Penix Jr.'s only bad throw, it seemed like, of the day. I mean, it probably wasn't his only bad throw, but he didn't have many. He was trying to layer that over Sanra still in that zone coverage to what would have been a catch, I think, by London. The first takeaway, 4 games, 1 defensive takeaway. What did we hear all, offseason, preseason? Tackling and, of course, takeaways. They did not tackle well yesterday. More on that coming up. And just 1 takeaway in 4 games is going to be, difficult. The good news is they're not turning the ball over themselves. They did yesterday, although there could have been a lot more turnovers. The ball was on the ground a bunch yesterday. How about some of the hits on special teams? 34. Who's number 34 again? Max, I asked you this before the show.
It was, let me pull back up the roster. 34 was on our team. It was Antonio Hamilton Sr. That's who it was.
That's who it was. He had a big hit. I think that our guy Cahoe had a big hit in the game. They hit on special teams. I'll tell you what. It seemed like every other return for the Falcons on special teams, somebody was laid out on the field yesterday and needed to be carted off. Lastly, on the list of things that I liked from the game, it's hard really to put anybody from the defense on here, but there were some individual plays that stood out defensively. Eddie Goldman's stop on 3rd and 1, towards the end of the first half. That was a huge stop. I don't know why Atlanta didn't go for the 4th and 2, quite honestly, against that defense yesterday. Raheem Morris is not a very impressive in-game head coach, in my opinion. But the Goldman play was a good play. Kinlaw had a TFL. Armstrong had a TFL. Payne had the ball, the play in which he knocked the ball and forced the fumble on Bijan Robinson, which Penix Jr. Recovered. There were some okay plays, but overall it was not a great day for the defense. Who else did I put? Jeremy Reeves running down Bijan Robinson on that swing pass was pretty impressive. Not a great day for the defense. Those are the things that stood out on a positive. Oh, John Baptiste, who got hurt yesterday, the pec injury, could be a serious loss again, another defensive end. I thought he made plays yesterday. I thought 90 stood out in the game yesterday as well. But again, not enough defensively to put on this list as stand out throughout the game. All right, the things that I did not like when we come back, Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, theteam980.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.